This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Cicely Parnas is a fast-rising classical music star. She started playing the cello when she was only 4 years old, and now at 21, she has a formidable resume. She made her Carnegie Hall debut in 2012 and continues to travel around the country and Europe for solo and duo performances. Cicely will be joining the Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle this Sunday as a guest artist for the concert themed A Toast to France. Cicely Parnas joins us in the studio today. Welcome. Good to have you here.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Also with us is Lorenzo Muti. He is conductor of the Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle. Lorenzo, good to have you here as well.
Thank you for having me here.
Cicely, you're based in Minneapolis, and you haven't spent much time there recently, I understand. You've been on the road quite a bit.
I have been. It's been a pretty insane fall schedule, lots of traveling, and but at least I'm missing the winter.
That's true. It says great things about you that you have all these dates and can travel around. Do you like it?
I do. It's great. I'm really grateful for all the opportunities I've been getting. It does get a little tiring sometimes, but, you know, the people, it's about the people you meet.
You started at the age of 4, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
When did you fall in love with cello at any point? Because I can imagine at 4, you, or were you already in love with the cello?
You would have to ask my parents because I simply don't remember.
Was there a point at which you said, oh my goodness, I'm so grateful that they did this to me?
Yes, actually more recently than longer ago, but yes, I certainly at this point I'm very grateful.
Lorenzo, you invited Cicely to perform as a soloist this weekend. Tell us why you chose her as a guest artist.
Well, it has been, you know, kind of a pattern in the activity of the orchestra to try to invite young soloists to appear with the orchestra, in the sense that, you know, it has been really a part of our continuous effort to try to attract young people actually to our concerts, not only to have young performers, but also to have a young audience. I mean, as you know, a lot of musical institutions nowadays, you suffer from the fact that their audiences tend to be a little bit too gray-haired. And so in this effort to try to attack young people, we felt that having young people on stage would do us really, really great service. And so Cicely is part of this number of really talented young artists who have been appearing with the orchestra for the past few years.
Cicely, can I get you to play something for us, maybe a little preview of what we're going to hear?
Sure. I will play a little excerpt from the Saint-Saëns Concerto in A minor, which I'll be playing on Sunday. This is the second movement.
That is cellist Cicely Parnas playing a section from Cello Concerto No. 1 in A minor, Opus 33 by Camille Saint-Saëns. Cicely is going to be the featured guest artist for the Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle in their concert at the Carolina Theater in Durham this Sunday. You will hear the rest of that when you attend that concert. Lorenzo, tell us the story about that particular concerto. Why did you choose that for this program?
Why? Because it's a great piece in the sense that, you know, the cello repertoire is definitely not as vast as the violin repertoire, but still there are some really great, great pieces around. But I don't know, I have always had this kind of strange liking for Saint-Saëns' Cello Concerto No. 1. It's this combination of technical flair, great melodic inventions. It's you know, I think it's a typical representative of the classical French repertoire. Saint-Saëns was a great composer along real Gallic lines, in the sense that he's the most traditionalist to a certain extent of the 19th century French composers. And it's really this beautiful combination of virtuosity, melodic expressiveness, and so on.
Cicely, you know, Lorenzo talked about the audiences sometimes being a little gray in the hair when they show up at the concerts. What about the universe of other performers? Do you have a fraternity, sorority, a group of you who are sort of young classical musicians?
Certainly YCA has all young players on their roster, and we had a really fun time in Japan almost a couple years ago now, all playing together and having a great time. But generally, I do feel a little isolated in the community. It's, you know, being in Minneapolis not very long, I haven't had the chance to meet many people there. And because I travel for my concerts, I'm always in different places. So generally, Facebook is how I keep in touch with people.
If you call that a fiddle, I can get you a gig on a Prairie Home Companion.
Bass fiddle? Does bass fiddle work?
That's fine. That'll work. He's easy to fool. Lorenzo, tell us a bit about the program now. A toast to France. Not French toast, by the way.
A toast to France. I mean, it's really funny. You know, I mean, when I devised this program, I had no idea that France was going to be in the news, you know, so often during these days. But French music, I mean, this is a program that to a certain extent really presents the French music in all its glory, 19th century French. You know, there are many different facets to French repertoire during the 19th century. And so we have Saint-Saëns, as I just mentioned before, which is the main representative of tradition, French tradition to a certain extent, clarity, symmetry, form, balance, all this kind of stuff. Then you have Debussy. I mean, Debussy needs no description in the sense that the great initiator of Impressionism. And so here all of a sudden it's just the opposite of what we talked about in Saint-Saëns. I mean, you know, splashes of color, of sound, and so on and so on. And we are playing, you know, one of his greatest pieces, the Prelude à l'après-midi d'enfant. And then the third one, the third piece that we are going to present is by a composer who is really Czech by birth, actually, but who in his 30s moved to Paris, as was probably custom for a lot of artists at the beginning of the 20th century. And he got really strongly influenced both by French music and by composers who were living in Paris at that time. And in fact, I mean, this piece that he wrote, which is a serenade for chamber orchestra, is dedicated to a French composer, Albert Roussel. And it's very much along the lines of neoclassical style. I mean, along the lines of the Stravinsky, who was writing at the same time in Paris, you know, at that time.
Well, we gave you a little sample of music that you will hear at the concert. Now we want to let you hear the orchestra play a piece that you will not hear. So let's hear the Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle playing the first movement of Mozart's Symphony No. 5.
Thank you.
Here we go, a clip from the Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle playing the first movement of Mozart's Symphony No. 35. I said number 5, so I was auditioning. This was actually my audition for to be a DJ on WCPE. And I blew it by giving you the wrong. This is Symphony 35. It is the Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle. That you won't hear that piece, but you will hear them, and you will hear guest artist Cicely Parnas. Tell us a little bit about the history of the Chamber Orchestra, Lorenzo.
The Chamber Orchestra has been around, actually, for quite some time. At some point, the orchestra was initiated by one of the local churches, actually. And then after a few years, it looked like it was going to close its doors because of lack of funds or something like that along those lines. And so I decided to ask if they would be willing to let me try to pick it up and give it a new life. And that's what has happened. I've been now with this orchestra. You know, when I started working with the orchestra, I was young and I had black hair. And now I'm still young, but my hair is pretty gray.
So we got a place for you in the audience.
Yeah,
Cicely, you come from a family of musicians. Your grandfather, cellist Leslie Parnas, your sister, also a musician, and you two play together. What's it like growing up in a musical family like that?
I imagine it's not too different from other families. There's just a lot of music being played and sung and hummed a lot.
Was there an assumption, though, that you would go into music? Did you feel that you had a choice?
Yeah, you know, you always have a choice, and as you get older, you become more and more aware of that. But no, I mean, it was never like I was never forced to become a musician.
Doesn't sound that way. There's a genuine love for the instrument. Can I get you to play another piece for us?
Certainly. This is The Swan, also by Saint-Saëns, from his really famous Carnival of the Animals.
That is cellist Cicely Parnas playing The Swan by Camille Saint-Saëns. Beautiful number. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
I want to leave you time to play us out, but first I want to remind everybody that Cicely Parnas will be the featured guest artist for the Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle at their concert at the Carolina Theater Sunday, 3 o'clock. All that information is on our website. Lorenzo Muti is with us as well. He is the conductor for the Chamber Orchestra. Thank you, Lorenzo, as well.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to The State of Things. As I said, anything you want to find out that we may have talked about is at our website, stateofthings.org. Our program is produced by Laura Lee, Anita Rao, Hadi Mawagdi, and Will Michaels. Robin Copley is our technical director. Al Widarski joined her today. Jess Clark, the intern. Brent Wolf, WNC's news director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow. Once again, Cicely Parnas.